Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations here in Houston, Texas. Wanted to give a shout out to my good friend Kyle of Tokyo Munchies. I, first of all, enjoy his shows and all of the information about Japan. Yeah, one day I'll make it there. We'll see. But I also wanted to let you guys know that you need to purchase the snacks, Tokyo Munchies snacks. It is phenomenal. It is awesome. Go get it right now, like right now. Order it today, right now. Good Christmas gift. Check it out. Tokyo Munchies. This is Althea with Wove Inspirations.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Tokyo Munchies podcast. And today we're going to kick it off a little bit different. The weather has turned fantastic over here. It's very nice, it's really warm, it's a really sunny day. And we're going to start this podcast off with walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool. So here we are in the garden. It's spring cleaning time, so I'm removing all the weeds. And we're going to put down the tent and put down the swimming pool too. It's going to be pretty good. So we'll start over here near the door. Going into the corner, we've got the celery still going strong. Rosemary is kicking back in, it's growing bigger, it's nice. We'll harvest you a bit later. The pak choi went bolted, which I didn't know the term, but I got it now. So it's bolted and it's shooting out flowers and seed pods. And I did a little bit of research and I can eat these still. And apparently the flowers taste the best before they're open. I just munched a few of them then and they taste really, really good. So the pak choi is going good, got some more celery there. Okay, that's for the garden corner. Over in the next corner is a rubbish pile that's looking terrible. I'm gonna clean that right now. Scooting over here, there's another rubbish pile there because I'm cleaning. Got the camellia tree still going strong. Over here into this corner. Oh, here we are, down into this corner. This is where I had this really nice big fern before. The other gardeners came in here and destroyed it. But I've got some of them shooting back, so I'm gonna be very careful, make sure these guys are fine. They should be okay as long as they're not ripped out of the ground with vengeance. So I'll just leave them there, nice and safe. Over here in this corner, there's nothing. Clothesline, that's about it. And over here is nothing but the air conditioning unit. So that's pretty much walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in my pool, which is not set up yet, but will be shortly. So we'll go to a quick commercial break, guys, and then we'll come back with the Japan News, Tokyo weather, and all the good fun stuff. See you shortly. Hey, good evening viewers, this is Richie Benno here at the Wide World of Sports. Down here in Australia, we've actually been in contact with a few of the people here at Tokyo Munchies, and I actually highly recommend the Pete's Potato Plantation for all your potato supplies. Anyway, so Kyle has been so kind enough, Kyle at Tokyo Munchies, to invite me to do another weather report over there about the weather in Tokyo. I've never been to Tokyo, Japan. I have no idea where Japan is. I'm just down here in Victoria, floating around in my yacht. But here we go, and looking at the Tokyo weather forecast, it is actually stinking hot up there in Japan. It's looking at topping out around about 37 as the average temperature on the streets. If you're on the rooftops of buildings, I don't know why you should be up there, but you are maybe up there. It's looking around about probably 39 to 44. 44 being the lucky number that I always wear in my jersey because I am the legend Richie Benno. Anyway, so it's hot. And Kyle has also, he mentioned to me in the last podcast, he said to me, please mention precipitation. So I'm going to mention it again. So the chance of precipitation, that fancy word for rain, it's looking at around about 10%. It's maybe hovering up around the late 30s. It could go higher than that, which may be higher than the Australian cricket batting team's averages. And over to the pitch. Pitch has developed cracks. Max Walker is down there with his keys. He's going to see some keys in the crack to see how big they are. I've asked him to do that because he lost his keys last time. And going back to the weather, it's looking at the wind speed. It's drier than your dad's humor. There is absolutely no breeze whatsoever. It is stinking hot, humid, nasty, stale air in here. I can smell my own breath, but fortunately for me, I'm a multimillionaire and I only eat very rich caviar and drink copious amounts of French red wine, so it's smelling lovely. So that's the Tokyo weather, and thank you, Kyle, for inviting me again to make a guest appearance on your podcast for the Tokyo weather. And please go over to tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and sample some Japanese snacks, candies, and chocolates while you can. This is Richie Beno signing off, and I'm trying to find my cream jacket, or maybe it's a bone, I'm not sure. Gloria, do you have my bone jacket? Oh no, not the bone. No, you don't have the, that's not the bone, that's the cream, that's the off-white. I want the bone. Give me the bone. Yeah, okay. Did you put it? Okay, bye. And thank you very much, Mr. Benno, for that great weather report there from Australia. You're a little bit out of touch there, mate. It's not quite that hot yet, but it's getting there. So we'll jump straight into it, though. Today, it's Thursday. We missed the publishing date for yesterday's podcast, but we'll try to get it out today. So in Tokyo, today it's Thursday. It's 11 a.m. It's a beautiful day outside. It's 15 degrees Celsius. For you guys over there in the US of the A, it is 59 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty nasty in Celsius. So as we said, it's clear, it's a beautiful day. We go outside in the garden, probably plant some plants. Precipitation, the rain, is a 10% chance of rain, which is nice. Humidity is at a lovely 55 degrees, and the wind is 3 miles per second, or whatever MS means. So yeah, that's it for the Tokyo weather today. It's a pretty nice day out there, so we're gonna go out to the park, have a bit of a play, take the tennis rackets out, and get some physical activities happening. And with that being said, we'll go straight into the Japan news before we get into the candy. Japan news, Google search, top hits, number 1, 2, 3. Top stories, foreign visitors to Japan down 93% to reach record low. Yep, that's understandable, seeing that the airports cancelled all the flights. Right, number 2, Osaka begins to treat mildly ill patients at hotel. Yeah, we're not going to touch that. And yeah, the elephant in the room, cases in Japan increase. Yeah, that's what everybody knows. So we go into our go-to, thejapannews.com. My go-to news source all the time. I love these guys. It's always good value. Right, here we go. Top stories number 1, 2, and 3. Number 1, foreign visitors Japan down 93% to reach record low. Well, we just covered that in the Google search. The number of foreign visitors to Japan in March fell 93% from a year earlier to 193,700,000, down for the 6th consecutive month. The Japan National Tourism Organization said on Wednesday the drop was the largest ever as the Japanese government tightened restrictions. Yes, we know. Top story number 2. South Koreans brave the elephant in the room to vote. Ruling party set to win. Seoul Reuters. South Korean President Moon Jae-in's ruling party. Sorry about that, guys. Is projected to win a parliamentary election on Wednesday. Exit polls showed as mask-wearing voters cast their ballots under strict precautions against the novel elephant in the room. The election is being closely watched. Oh, yeah, well, it's not really Japan news, is it? Anyway. And number 3. Apple has a $399 iPhone SE for the budget conscious as the elephant in the room stalls the economy. Apple Inc., oh, here we go, blah, 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 on Wednesday released a smaller iPhone of $399, cutting the starting price. I just don't see how that's connected to the Japanese news, as last two didn't even connect. Just hang here for a second. I'll just scroll down and see if there's anything else going on here which is actually Japanese related. No. Here's something. Japan's Tateyama Kurobe Alpine Route opens entirely. That's nice. This is some positive news. The Tateyama Kurobe Alpine Route, a popular and scenic mountain pass that runs through the northern Japan Alps in Toyama and Nagano prefectures, opened its entire stretch on Wednesday, ending the winter freeze, I'm guessing. Yeah, Tateyama Kurobe Route is really, really nice, guys. It's like, I think it's like 6 to 8 meters or even higher, 12 meters of these massive snow walls, and this road goes in between them, and the buses and cars and whatever go through there. It's really something to see. If you're ever in Japan, definitely, that's definitely something to see. It's really, really interesting. It's really cool. Well, cool being cold, being snow, being ice. Yes, I know. I know. And that's pretty much it for Japan Mall handing out. Oh, here's a cool one. Japan to Mall handing out 100,000 yen. So that's $1,000 roughly without income limit. So Tokyo Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Wednesday that his government will consider providing 100,000 yen in cash per person without setting an income limit in response to this elephant in the room. Now that's nice, because obviously I'm in Japan, this is the Tokyo Munchies podcast. I'm going to this one a little bit more, because I've lost all my work since March, and there's a good chance I won't be working again till September. I'm taking this opportunity to grow a beard. So I'm going to have a bit of a nice beard going on for the next 4 months. Yeah, anyway, so, this is nice. So hopefully, there's going to be a package which is going to be distributed. It's about 300,000 yen, so about $3,000 in cash to households whose incomes have fallen sharply, which is really nice. I'm hoping that goes through because I need to pay the rent. I need to put food on the table. But also consider a cash handout of 100,000 yen per head of those incomes, per head to those whose incomes stand below a certain level. Ooh, nice. There's a small chance I might be able to get that 300,000 yen plus 100,000 yen on top. So maybe about $4,000, which is really good because I know everybody around the world's hurting and man, it hurts when you lose all your work and you still gotta live. So that's the Japan news for today. We're going to go to a break and then we'll come back with the candy and all the good stuff. So just wait 1 minute, have a listen to this ad from Postmates, and we'll be back after this break.
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
And cool, thank you very much, Nate, from Indie Blast Network. So Nate, he runs the Indie Blast Network. It's a collaboration of a heap of different podcasts all together in one place. So you, instead of like scouring through hundreds of thousands of different podcasts all through Apple and Spotify and Pocket Casts and all the carry on, go check out IndieBlastNetwork.com. Where Nate has a group of us there all together in one place, and we all work together to support each other and share the love. So on there, let's see who's on there. We've got joined DJ Sam and Kia as they navigate their wedding plans. So Be Engaged and Be Inspired podcasts. There's My Vinyl Opinion. Hey, hang on, this website's a bit screwy sometimes. I'll get ya. Yep, Coolio Reviews, Records and Dyes and Music. Yeah, so My Vinyl Opinion, the podcast on there. Notify Phone is on there. Hang on. the website's just a bit weird on my desktop. Hey, stop doing that. I'll get you. Okay. The Notified's on there. Charles and My Notify Phone, he's a cool dude. I love chatting with him. My podcast is on there, obviously, because that's where we are. Get Grim is a cool podcast on there. It's a fairy tale. Hang on, the scrolling thing on this website. It's a fairy tale focused on mythologist podcast. And Stories of Yours and Yours, which is a cool podcast too. And Ghosts in the Valley, Ghost Stories, if you like something a bit creepy, a bit scary. And Nate's podcast, Everyone Has a Story, where he interviews everybody and finds out about their lives. There's another one. There's a new one too. Simpleton Reviews, Music and Movie Reviews for the Simple Guy. I think Nate's in that as well. So you guys, go check out the Indie Blast Network, Indie Blast Podcast Network, for all your podcasts all together in one place. And on that note, we were talking about Postmates. Nate was talking about Postmates in that ad. Yeah, Postmates now delivers essentials from Walgreens, Duane Reade, and 7-Eleven. So We don't have Postmates in Japan, I don't think. I'll have to check that out. But Postmates, obviously, over in the US there, they've expanded their partnerships. So Walgreens, Duane Reade, and 7-Eleven, they will deliver to you guys anywhere in all cities which have a Walgreens, Duane Reade, and 7-Eleven stores. When you use the Postmates app, it'll automatically order what you want from the closest store to you, so it'll save time. It won't go, say you're in Michigan, it's not going to order something from a 7-Eleven in New York. It's going to order the closest from the closest 7-Eleven store, Walgreens store, or Duane Reade store near you. So Postmates is pretty cool, guys. If it was in Japan, I'd definitely be using it, but with that being said, I live in Tokyo, and there is a 7-Eleven or a Family Mart or a Lawson Konbini every 20 to 50 meters. So you're walking down the street, there's a Family Mart across the road, there's a 7-Eleven across the road, there's a Lawson, and yeah, we are spoiled for convenience here. It's crazy. But check out Postmates if you need anything delivered to you. So go check that out, guys. And now we're getting into the bread and butter of the podcast, going into the Tokyo Munchies, and that's what we're all here for. We're here for the Japanese candy. That's what we're talking about. I'm going to go back to my favorite. So I've talked about this a few times, and we've got the Sakura pack still available. There's only two of them. I put them together as a special little pack for you guys to give you a good little taste of Japan, and it's free shipping too. So rather than having the hassle of getting on the website and then ordering the product and then having to deal with the totals where it's, oh, I didn't know there was a shipping cost. So the Sakura Cherry Blossom 3-pack, you get the Pockies, you get the Sakura Pocky, the cherry blossom flavored Pocky. These are really unique and these are really rare. Obviously, they're only released once a year and they're released at cherry blossom time in Japan. And incidentally, it's funnily enough, they always seem to release these about a month or two prior to the cherry blossom season, and they only release these in limited edition, limited areas, like limited convenience stores. Normally only in 7-Elevens, and what I found is they seem to appear in very obscure 7-Elevens or Family Marts. Actually, I won't lie, I found this pack in a Family Mart. So what makes these guys even more unique is this Pocky. You know Pocky is a chocolate stick, obviously. This Pocky is made with real Sakura petals and Hokkaido butter, and it's encrusted with salt, I think from Hokkaido as well. So it's sweet and it's a little bit salty and crisp, and then it's goddamn delicious. And the packaging is beautiful. It's a black box with this big pink swirl and cherry blossom petals all over it, and these cool Japanese-shaped clouds and embossed with gold, big print, Pocky chocolate from Japan. So it's a beautiful souvenir. And I've got two of these. And in this three-pack, you get one of those. You get the Blanchol mini Sakura chocolate biscuits from Bourbon. Bourbon's not the whiskey. It's a chocolate company in Japan, a snack company in Japan. These are mini biscuits with cherry blossom cream inside. And again, these cherry blossom cream is made from actual cherry blossom petals. It's all safe. It's all clean. It's a very sterile thing. These are really, really good. They're just they're Moorish. Once you start eating them, you just can't stop. You can't stop. And the last thing in this three pack is the Mintia. The little Mintias that I can't stop eating. So Mintia's famous Japanese mint brand, breath mint brand. It's a little tiny case, like the size of a credit card, and a little pop-open door on the bottom. So these Mintia are special too. They're limited edition for the cherry blossom season. And they're actually, again, infused with real cherry blossom petals. And the little mints have a little stamped cherry blossom flower on the mint. And these are tiny, and these are like really, really small. I don't have anything really to make a size comparison to. These mints are about the size of a pencil tip, like the end of the pencil, not the sharpened end, the other end. And to have each one of those embossed for the little flower, little cherry blossom flower, that's some pretty intense attention to detail. So go grab that Pocky pack if you want it, guys. Message me or email me on tokyomunchies@gmail.com. If you're interested in just a Pocky, I could possibly split the pack up. But do yourself a favor and get the 3-pack, so enjoy 3 different things, and it's free shipping. It's $20, anywhere in the world, and it's free shipping. On the Tokyo Munchies website, it's the price is in Japanese, obviously, because this is Japan, but we have a currency converter in the top right-hand corner, so you can just click on that and it'll tell you how much it is. With that being said, Japan Post has severely limited shipping in Japan, receiving and sending out. Some parcels can come in, but I think there's 153 countries that Japan Post has said, no, we're not accepting, we're not sending to these countries, we're not accepting from these countries. We'll see how it goes, but if you really want it, feel free to email me and we'll see how we go. I'm still waiting for all my Easter eggs. My parents sent over a box of Easter eggs for my family over here in Japan to enjoy, and that was 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they still haven't turned up. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's pretty much the munch. Oh, hey, g'day. G'day, Nathan. You're sending me a message in the middle of my podcast. G'day. Nice to see you, bud. I'll talk to you in a sec. Anyway, guys, we'll go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after that to wrap it up with a couple of shout-outs, and have a good day. See you soon.
There are 24 hours in a day. One third of the day is spent in bed. Now, why not be in the most comfortable you can get? Layla mattresses are more than just a foam mattress. They are copper infused and flippable. That's right, flippable. If you like a harder mattress, use one side. If you like a softer mattress, flip it over and voila. And the great thing about Layla is getting to try it out for 120 nights. That's right, 4 months. And if you decide that you don't like the mattress, Layla will pick up the cost of shipping it back and give you a full refund. Layla also offers bamboo sheets, weighted blankets, and memory foam pillows. And if you act soon, you can take advantage of their spring sale. $150 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. That's a $300 value. Plus, they are offering $30 to $50 off accessories. If you would like to take advantage of this great deal, simply follow the link in the show notes to let them know we sent you and to help support the show. Layla Sleep, thoughtfully designed for the most cool, clean, comfortable sleep imaginable.
And right, guys, yeah, and another awesome commercial there from Nate. I'm Layla Mattresses. If you can't sleep, well, get a Layla mattress. They're pretty good. Layla, Laylo. Anyway, guys, we're going to wrap up this podcast today because we have to go outside of the park with the crazy people. So just shout out time. 10 Sucker Sports. Go check out 10 Sucker Sports for quality clothing with a unique sports twist. Our focus is on taking your game higher. So go check out 10 Sucker Sports. It's my startup clothing company. It's a sports brand company. It's pretty cool. I like it. I've got hats and shirts and I wear them every day when I coach tennis. I love it. So go check out 10 Sucker Sports and support the small businesses in the world which are trying to get somewhere. Also, our friends avonaise.com. It's a gluten vegan mayonnaise made with avocados. So they take the eggs out and put avocado instead. It's a pretty good product. Actually, I don't mind it. Their spicy one's really nice. Last but not least, Nate again at Indie Blast Podcast. Thank you for everything you're doing for us podcasters out there. Hopefully we can all band together and make some good stuff happen. And my good friend, Nerd of a Phone, Charles, sure is good value. We still have to tee up that interview, man. That should happen sometime soon, hopefully. Oh, actually, last but not least, before I forget, I've started an online magazine called The Munch Magazine. It's a sort of bastardization of Tokyo Munchies, the podcast. Tokyo Munchies, the online store that I have. And it's a lampoonish style magazine with some very weird content. It's not meant to be flashy. It's not meant to be posh or look cool or anything. It's just straight from my head into the Flipsnacks Flipbook app. And that should be published in the next few days. I've finished all the basic format of it, and I'm just going to go over it and just check all the spelling and check all the editing and check all the spacing and make sure it looks good enough to be acceptable by you good people out there around the world. It's just some fun, entertaining content about life in Japan, random stuff like quarantine cooking with John, pictures in the park, my friend Ben, there's some travel tips, there's classifieds. And if you guys are interested in advertising in the Munch, hit me up. Like, I'm going to do some free advertising for you people around the world. So if you've got a podcast, or if you've got an Instagram or a Twitter or a website or something you want to advertise in there, I'll save some advertising space. I'll put that in the mag. I'll leave a block. You can either take out a full page if you want, or a half page. Depends on how many people want to get in. If I have a lot of people, I might do like 4 ads per page, 4 different companies per page, or I might just give the full page to some lucky person. So yeah, that's a free online mag called The Munch Magazine. It'll be launching in the next few days, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Anyway, guys, this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies, and you know what the drill is. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies. Hi-yah!